How can a church keep going financially when we don't meet and aren't able to take up an offering? Hi, this is Yvonne Brenn, and welcome to the Effective Church Communications Podcast. In our current challenging times, many churches are concerned, and justifiably so, with how are they going to pay the bills when the church isn't meeting together regularly. I've got a great solution for you, and you don't need to learn any new technology to learn how to do it. For many churches, the Sunday morning offering is still the primary way the church gets their tithes and offerings and basically the money to run the church. The frequent response to this situation of churches not being able to meet is to emphasize online giving. And though that's a great solution for many churches, and I must admit I personally love using it, it isn't a viable solution for many others. Either the church doesn't have online giving in place, maybe they don't want to set it up, or maybe a large number of people in the church simply don't want to use it. Technology isn't the answer to everything, and sometimes trusted, old-fashioned methods can work well. Now, there is a solution that not only brings in money, but can also be a ministry to the congregation. And let me talk about that ministry part a little bit first. Truth be told, many of the people who don't want to use online giving might be the older members of your congregation. At the same time, they might be some of the most vulnerable, alone, and lonely people during the times of community quarantine or when your church can't meet together. The church needs to be active in ministry to these members, checking on them, making sure they have their basic needs met, and a way to get medical care if they need it. The church can be in touch not only through email and technology, but through old-fashioned postal mail and through phone calls for the people that either don't have a computer or really don't use it very often. I have an article on the Effective Church Communications website, The Power of Print, with free postcards during this challenging time for people, that has a selection of free, encouraging postcards that you can reprint and send out to people. In addition to these people not being able to give to your church because they're not able to access online giving or you don't have it, a number of them may not have access to or know how to stream a Sunday morning service. Now, our church did that for the first time this last week, and though it was wonderful and I just loved it and I've talked about it in some other things, at the same time, I realized, because I know the people in our church real well and we're not that big of a church, that there were quite a few older people that weren't online during this time. So we need to realize that people that aren't tech savvy in one area, say giving, probably aren't able to get the service also. But there's a way that you can reach them, and here's what you can do. Now, I have a step-by-step process of this also on the website that I'll be linking to in the show notes, but basically here's how you do it. Number one, you preach your sermon and record it while you're preaching. Second, you transcribe it. Now, if you don't already have a way to transcribe your sermons, there are two groups that I would recommend. I've used them both. The first one is Timmy, TEMI.com. And again, I'll have the links for this. They only charge 10 cents a minute. And I found it's great. Now, it's machine transcription, and so you do have to do a little bit more editing with it. But then also there's rev.com. Now, this is actual human transcription. This costs quite a bit more. It's $1.25 a minute. Now, the thing is, I've found that when you actually transfer what you're saying word for word, well, just like what I just said, I kind of sound like I'm babbling, and you write that down and you sound like an idiot, or at least I think I do. Anyway, I found that even if I get the exact word for word transcription, I have to go back and change things anyway. So I've kind of, in my own case, when I need to transcribe something, I just go with the cheaper thing because I'm going to have to do quite a bit of editing anyway. So that's what I would recommend. But of course, it's totally up to what you want to do. So after you transcribe it, you edit it, then print up the sermon and do it up to send out to people. Send it to them with a kind, encouraging note. Also, though, send an addressed stamped envelope and specifically ask the members of your congregation to return that with their tithes and offerings. You could have a little cover letter or something like that, and you can say, now this is our virtual offering. This is the way we're going to be doing that. You've done your part in sending out the sermon. Challenge them to do their part by sending back their offering. And along with that, ask them that they send a brief note with how they're doing and any practical or prayer requests they might have. You might even put in a little piece of paper that says, just write us a little note and tell us how you're doing. Now, be sure to open them right away when you get them and respond back to people as soon as possible. You could have some postcards printed up saying, thank you so much for what you sent in to us. You could call them, but just let them know that you did get what they sent in. And I know this is a tremendous amount of work, but these are really unusual, extraordinary times that require extraordinary measures, not only to keep the church functioning financially, but to care for our flock. There are people who are scattered and afraid, and we want to take care of them as well as providing financially for the church. Technology is a wonderful resource, and giving online and streaming services are fantastic. But if we want to truly meet the needs of our congregation, we need to communicate through all the media channels available to us. The computer's only one of them. Don't forget print and mail services to reach all the people in your congregation. I'd like to close in prayer for you that you would realize the incredible importance of the job that you're doing in church communications during trying times. I pray that the Lord would give you discernment, how to spend your time well, that you would have courage and you would have strength, that you'd be able to communicate the love of God very clearly, especially to those who are lonely and alone and need it so much. Now may the Lord be with you and give you joy as He lets you know how much you mean to Him, both now and forever.